tonight's sermon is based on Isaiah chapter 11, reading from verse 1 to 10, as it was read out for us before. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please send your Holy Spirit to us, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, of counsel and of power, of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, through your servant Jesus. Amen. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, look around. You have to look very closely, not just with your physical eyes, but with the eyes of your heart. It's very hard to discern, but under the wreckage of this world, you can just make out that this place was once a garden. A most beautiful garden, one where all things worked together in harmony, where beauty was rampant instead of terror, where ecology and justice and true humanity meshed to produce vistas of breathtaking magnificence. And this was no accidental garden. It was planted, it was tended by the great gardener himself. Do you remember the echoes? And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden. Yes, this planet, this earth, the only home that we have ever known, was the place where God himself walked and tended and cared for his creation. If we look closely, perhaps we can still see his footprints. If they haven't been obliterated by the dust of the centuries, the ashes of war, the scars of ecological collapse, and the trampling feet of injustice. Look, here, it's the stump of a tree. What a mighty tree this once must have been. The pride and joy of the gardener, the one he chose for his own glory and tended and nurtured. You can see how magnificent this tree would have been from the size of the stump. But it's all moldy now, covered in fungus and rotten to the core. This tree was to have been the centerpiece of the garden, a nation which was chosen to be God's very own people. But his own people turned away, did not bear the fruit he wanted, and the great line of the kings of Israel was cut down in its prime. Can anything good come from this stump? But listen, what is the gardener saying? Perhaps there is hope even yet, for the gardener cares for his garden even when it lies wrecked and ruined. Out of the stump, out of this stump, out of the stump of Jesse's family, this family that God has chosen for himself, out of the stump of Jesse's family will grow a shoot. Shoot. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. Look down there at the base of the stump. Can it possibly be a tiny green shoot growing from that old and ruined rootstock? What miraculous new thing is the gardener doing? Who or what is this shoot? And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions in favor of the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his chest. Could this shoot of Jesse be the one who is going to restore the whole earth to its garden state? Could this coming king be the one who will restore and redeem our blasted, battered earth, bring justice to the poor, and help the people God created to once again walk with him in the cool of the evening? Certainly this world needs this Messiah, this shoot of Jesse. Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel, spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Restoration. That's what this tiny green shoot from the hacked down stump will be. Perhaps he's coming to bring more than personal forgiveness. He will destroy the wicked one, the one whose influence has turned this once beautiful garden into a wasteland of sin and injustice and smoldering ruins. What happens in the shade of the mighty tree which this tiny green shoot of hope and life will grow? In that day, the wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Can it be that Jesus, the shoot of Jesse, will even overcome the power of death itself, the power of natural evil? How this world needs such a shoot, a tree of life, who will protect people and animals alike from the curse of death. For as we look around, we know that not yet do we see everything restored and transformed. Not yet do we see this garden in all its glory. For even though Jesus, the shoot of Jesse, has given his own life, he has been cut off in his prime. Not yet does the knowledge of the Lord cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Yes, the knowledge of the Lord has gone out to all nations. But does it cover the whole earth? Are there people among your own family, your own loved ones, your own workmates, people who do not yet know the Lord? Perhaps even in us there remains the rotting stump of justice for the poor and the fallen branches of obedience to the Lord. Perhaps we've even contributed to the breakdown of ecology by our own greed. So much so that not only can we not envisage the wolf lying down with the lamb, but barely any human can even see a wolf running in the wild because they've been hunted to the edge of extinction. Out of the stump of God's plan to regrow his garden through human kings, but only from the shoot that grows from these roots can these things come to pass and are coming to pass. Among us, the redeemed and restored ones, the ones who are full of the knowledge of the Lord. And so prepare the way of the Lord, is the prophet's cry. Let this world, let this garden start with us. Let the gardener till the ground and fertilize it and grow repentance and faithfulness and justice in us. Let the shoot of Jesse, the presence of Jesus, take root in our own hearts by the power of the Spirit that rests on him. And so it will be that this shoot, this tree of life, will send out his tendrils beyond the Garden of Eden, turning the whole planet into a garden. Where once the presence of the gardener was only accessible on the holy mountain and the temple in Jerusalem, now all the earth will be God's holy mountain, a place where death has no sway and even natural evil itself is tamed, a place where ecology and justice and humanity work together, so that even a little child may lead them. And where we may once again walk hand in hand with God in the cool of the evening. The shoot of Jesse, the tree of life, Jesus himself will give to people, through the power of the Spirit of the Lord, the knowledge of the Lord. And where the knowledge of the Lord holds sway, people and animals and nature alike have the privilege of walking with the gardener in the cool of the evening, conversing and enjoying one another's company like old friends. Will there be animals in this new garden? My children have often asked me. Certainly, says the vision of the prophet Isaiah, there will be animals, and a young child will lead them. Look, see with the eyes of your heart. This place was once a garden, and it will be again, more glorious than even what it was before. The gardener is hard at work, and a shoot is growing. See it down there at the base of your heart, growing into this world. In that day, the root of Jesse will be a banner of salvation to all the world. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. Amen. May it be so. Come, root and shoot of Jesse, come grow in us. And grow into the world. Amen.